Welcome to the Conference for Women teleclass, Make LinkedIn Work for You. Today's speaker is Amanda Healy, an award-winning B2B marketing leader and social media expert, speaker, and syndicated blogger. She currently works as senior marketing manager and social evangelist at Tibco Software. And a word to get ready, you'll want to have internet access for today's teleclass. We're going to follow along as Amanda teaches you how to increase your profile strength, strategically grow your network, boost your search value, and refresh your profile in as little as an hour per week. Before we get started, you'll want to have internet access, and there are two ways to get to Amanda's profile on LinkedIn. You can click on the link you received after you registered, or you can go to www.linkedin.com, and in the search bar at the top of your screen, type in Amanda Healy. That's H-E-A-L-Y. You'll see several Amanda Healy's come up, but the Amanda Healy we are talking to is, not surprisingly, your top hit. You'll see her title, Award-Winning Senior Marketing Campaign Leader and Social Media Expert. Click there, and you'll have Amanda's profile. And while our listeners are getting online, I'd like to welcome Amanda Healy. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and as people are pulling up your profile, could you take a minute to talk to us about the value of LinkedIn as a platform and then start to guide us through the features of your profile?
Absolutely. So one thing I want to iterate, if you as a listener are not connected to me on LinkedIn yet, you may not see the same areas that I'm going to walk through. I would recommend pulling up another tab in your browser and pulling up your own LinkedIn profile so you can follow along as we work through the different facets and widgets of LinkedIn. So if you're on the LinkedIn homepage, you're just going to go on the top left, under the term profile, just click the word profile, and it will bring you to your own LinkedIn page. So ideally, you now have one tab with my own LinkedIn page up, and you have another tab with your own LinkedIn page up. And no worries if you don't have a LinkedIn profile at all yet. I think today will be a great course for people who are just getting started out with LinkedIn, as well as people who are more on the novice level or even advanced level. We'll have some ninja tricks for you guys. The other thing I want to say is I love when people live tweet my sessions. So if you're active on Twitter, go ahead and search my handle. It's @Amanda_Healy, and that's spelled H-E-A-L-Y. So again, my Twitter handle is @Amanda_Healy. Please, as we're going through this session, if you have questions that don't get answered, tweet to me. If you have any feedback on the session, tweet to me. And with that, I think we're ready to start. So let's start with the biggest misconception about LinkedIn. So people who are familiar with this platform, and even folks that aren't, tend to think of LinkedIn as your online resume. And this is doing LinkedIn a serious misjudgment. LinkedIn is not your online resume. If you're taking your traditional CV in a Word doc or PDF and copying it into your LinkedIn profile, then giving yourself a pat on the back, you're really, really doing a disservice to the power of this platform. You're not doing it right, is what I would say. The real power of LinkedIn is if you view it as your personal website. It's not just your CV. It's your place to tell your story, to put forth your personal brand and differentiate yourself among the millions and millions of people who are part of this LinkedIn community. I think the easiest way to look at LinkedIn is to look at yourself as a product. And a lot of us aren't really, you know, maybe comfortable with that idea. How am I a product? Well, ultimately, you're being consumed. You're being looked at for whether it's a job or a speaking opportunity or a partnership opportunity, and you're being judged whether we like to admit that or not. So once you accept that you are in terms of product, when you look at the different facets of your LinkedIn profile page, it becomes very simple because you're looking at it through a marketing lens. So I'm going to start at the very top of your profile, and you should have this pulled up if possible on any of your tablet, mobile, desktop. And let's look at that cover photo that's behind your profile. If you're a product, then this cover photo is your wrapper. It's the very first thing that people see when they come to your page. So you should be tying this cover photo to your personal brand. And what's a personal brand? A personal brand is what defines you. It's those 3 to 5 keywords that you want to be known for or that you are known for. So for me, it's things like campaign leader, social media expert, national speaker, blogger. So this is an opportunity in a visual manner to tie your cover photo to that personal brand. If you're on my profile, you'll see that I've got the Boston skyline as one of my cover photos. This ties back to, I'm very Boston proud. I work out of Boston, born and raised. But ideally, this would be a photo of me speaking to some of the conferences that I speak at across the country. So what you need to keep in mind is that your primary real estate with your cover photo is on the left and right. That's where you see the big spaces. So what's tough about this is if I wanted to have that ideal photo, it would be me on the left speaking to an audience that's somehow elevated across, you know, where you see your profile picture, name, et cetera, and then some other form of real estate on the right. So I've been kind of searching for this ideal photo for months and months, but you can play around with different things. If you're an author, this is a great place to have a photo of your book, maybe a recommendation of your book across the top, and then something on the right, maybe your own photo. If you're an illustrator, graphic designer, anything kind of creative, this is a great place to showcase your work. But either way, even if you can't find that great ideal photo, put something in here, because a lot of people don't realize that this is a free option to all LinkedIn users, and it's just a great way to make your profile stand out and to really bring that visual element. So that's your cover photo, that's your wrapper to your product. I want to talk about your profile picture now. A lot of people do the profile picture incorrectly as well. I see everything. So I help people from intern levels up to, you know, the C-suite of Fortune 500 companies, and I always see the same thing. I see pixely profile pictures. I see no profile picture. I see a picture of your baby. I see a picture of your dog. I see a picture of you and your friend, but then you cut your friend out, so now you have this weird half arm dangling. I see it all. So another way to make your profile stand out is to have that amazing profile picture. If you are a product, then your profile picture is your logo. So this logo should be your best representation of yourself. And it also shouldn't be outdated. People in general drive on consistency and drive on authenticity. So if you have a profile picture that's, say, 5 to 10 years old, and then I meet you in person and that kind of imagery doesn't line up, I immediately have a level of distrust for it from you. It doesn't feel authentic to me. So my recommendation is go out there, get a professional photographer, and know what you're looking for. Come to that photographer and be able to tell him what direction or her you want to go in. I want to come off as approachable. I want to come off as friendly. I want to come off as professional. If you don't go the professional route, I think most of us have a pretty solid smartphone camera at this point. Go and buy a $5 selfie stick and take 10 to 15 options and play around with them. You should go for a neutral background, either gray, light color, brick works really well, white brick works really well. Even I've seen some people, you know, post it with shrubs in the background, but get a profile picture that you love, that you're happy with. And here's why. If you're a product and this is your logo needs to be consistent everywhere. So I'm going to take that same profile picture and I'm going to put it on Twitter. I'm going to put it on my business card. I'm going to put it in my signature online. I'm going to add it as my Gmail avatar, my Salesforce avatar, you name it. Because if you saw 2 Coca-Cola logos and one looked like you expected and the other looked slightly different or slightly off, immediately that consistency is broken and that level of distrust emerges again. So just keep in mind, human beings thrive on consistency. We thrive on authenticity. Know what you're looking for. Get that profile picture that you want and keep it consistent. And like I said, keep it updated. So every, you know, 3 to 5 years, make sure you're getting a new one so that you're staying consistent. So we've covered your wrapper. We've covered your product logo. I want to talk now, if you're on my profile or yours, it will say your name at the top. And then right underneath, it will default to whatever your current role is. So for me, it would say senior manager and social evangelist at TIBCO Software. You'll notice that mine doesn't say that. And here's a little trick for, I think most people don't realize this, that you can edit that headline. So again, if you're a product, this is your tagline. In the introduction to this session, you heard this kind of tagline mentioned a few times. So you get the opportunity to craft what this says about you, and don't take it lightly. Think of those 3 to 5 keywords that really embody your personal brand, what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're aiming to do. And I'll probably speak in a couple marketing terms because I am a marketer, but you can test these headlines out. In marketing, we have a thing called A-B testing where you can test out, say, different subject lines for an email, send them to smaller subsets of your database, see which one performs better, and then use that better performing headline to the remainder of your database. I really recommend using this kind of testing mechanism with all aspects of your profile. So think of 3 to 5 different headlines, and over the course of, you know, maybe a couple months, test them out. So switch one in and see, how does my profile views increase or decrease? What kind of opportunities are coming my way? So you can start to see what words and keywords are really resonating with your audience. The other marketing term that I'll reference is SEO, so search engine optimization. This is referencing, you know, how does Google and other search engines rank my content in their algorithm? So with LinkedIn, this is a huge source of SEO. Most people today, before they even meet someone in person, or regardless of if they ever meet that person in real life, will Google that said person. I see my friends who are on dating websites, they're Googling their dates before they go on dates. And usually, if you've done things correctly, your LinkedIn profile is going to be the very first hit that comes up in a Google search. So you need to keep in mind in 2016 and definitely beyond that your first impression is very likely to be a digital first impression rather than a traditional first impression. And the advantage of that is that you have complete and utter control, for the most part, over how that first impression is perceived. You're able to craft this digital persona for yourself so that when you do meet that person in real life, and maybe you don't, you already have a huge advantage over how your work is perceived, your personality is perceived. So take the time to understand, well, how do I want to be perceived? How do I think I'm being perceived in a digital sense now? And how can I go and move toward that aspirational personal brand? What it drives back to is this headline, because this is you in a nutshell. So like I said, take the time to A-B test it, find out what works. The headline ranks very high in terms of SEO content. So once you've identified those 3 to 5 keywords, make sure those keywords are showing up throughout your profile. Make sure that they're very heavily referenced in your summary, in your individual roles, etc. One quick thing I also want to talk about that's somewhat of a ninja trick is underneath your profile picture, you'll see your URL. So mine says, www.linkedin.com/in/AmandaHealy. This would not normally say my name in it. It would default to a series of numbers and letters. Again, big personal branding miss opportunity. This should 100% be your name. If your name's not available as a URL, then, you know, add in a middle initial, maybe add in one number. But this is a vanity URL, meaning it has your name in it. And it's great for personal branding because it's memorable, and you can take this URL and put it everywhere. Put it in your email signature, put it on your business card. If you have a Twitter, put it in your Twitter bio, you name it. And you might be thinking, well, why should I do that? But ultimately, your goal with LinkedIn is to drive more and more profile views. And why is that? More profile views means more opportunities. And opportunities can mean a lot of different things. Yeah, it might mean your next job opportunity or even your next dream job opportunity. But it also might mean speaking opportunities, partnership opportunities. It might mean sales opportunities if you're prospecting via LinkedIn. So driving those profile views is almost as if you were a retailer and had a commerce website. You want to get more hits on your site because there's a better you know, opportunity to have a conversion rate. Conversion rate for us, when we're talking about LinkedIn, means those opportunities that I referenced. Another ninja trick. While you're on your own profile, right next to that URL I mentioned that's under your profile picture is a big button in blue that says View Profile App. So if you click that, it's going to take you to what does your profile look like to someone that's connected to you. And you'll see at the very top, underneath, you know, the LinkedIn logo and home profile, my network, there's a thing that says this is what your profile looks like to connections. You can click that drop-down, and it will show you what it looks like to public as well. So this is a great way if you're playing around with different settings or changing things on your profile that you can see how those changes look to your network as well as people who aren't yet connected with you. I'm going to click back to the edit mode. When you're in edit mode, meaning, you know, everything is hoverable and you can change things if you hover over them, you'll notice something to the right at the top that says profile strength. So on mine, it says all-star. For many of you, it might not be at that all-star level. If you have one piece of homework by the end of the session, it's to get your profile to that all-star level. Because once you are at that all-star level, LinkedIn has done lots of analysis, and you are 40 times more likely to be receiving opportunities. And again, those opportunities come in a lot of those formats that I mentioned earlier. So LinkedIn will prompt you to say, well, hey, this is what you need to do to get to that all-star level. So you'll see it either telling you you need a long-form recommendation, or you need a certain number of endorsements, or you need to add a summary. So the takeaway from today is to really get your profile to all-star level. From there, other homework, you know, get that all-star profile picture, work on your headline, and get some form of a cover photo up there, even if it's a placeholder. I know we have a limited amount of time today, and I know we'll probably have a lot of questions to answer. So the next area I want to touch on is the most important part of your entire LinkedIn profile. It's your summary. So I started off the session by saying the biggest misconception about LinkedIn is that it's your online resume. Here's where you turn that online resume idea on its head. It's the summary. So your summary is how your LinkedIn becomes your personal website and becomes a personal branding tool. Whereas a traditional CV will tell me what you do, your summary will tell me why you do it. This is a huge opportunity for you to really stand out because it brings that human factor to your profile. I work on so many profiles day in and day out, and I see the same exact thing. I see seasoned, veteran, jargon, jargon, jargon. I see summaries that are written in the third person, and again, that's just not authentic unless I meet you in person and you speak in the third person. But it doesn't bring that connective element. What brings the connective element is a story. So tell me, where have you been, and what are you doing now? And what are you looking to do in the future? What are some things that you're really proud of, some great accomplishments or stories that you've succeeded in? And what really drives you? So this is going to be the most difficult part of crafting a great LinkedIn, but it's also the most critical because people just don't take the time to do it and or maybe don't even have a summary. So this is how you hook your reader. Bring them in with that great headline, and then get them to get to know you through your summary. Again, you know, remember this is important from an SEO or search connotation to have those keywords sprinkled through in there, so you'll see it in mine. You'll see, you know, leader, management, speaking, social, et cetera. And then to even stand out more, you can add media to the summary. So by media, I mean a lot of different things. I mean websites. I mean PowerPoints. I mean videos, podcasts, you name it. So a lot of people don't realize that for each part of your LinkedIn, whether it's your summary or your individual roles, you can add this sort of rich media. And it's fantastic because it breaks up your profile. If I'm scrolling and I'm seeing all text, then I'm probably just going to be scanning things and not really paying attention. As a society, we're becoming increasingly visual. You see the success of Snapchat, of Instagram, of Periscope, you name it. So we went from, you know, very long-form traditional newspaper type of media to short-form blogs to even more short-form, 140 characters of Twitter to just hashtags, Instagram, to no words at all, Snapchat, Periscope, et cetera. So leverage that to your advantage. How can you bring your profile to life? I talked about, telling me your story. Well, instead of telling me, why don't you show me? Why don't you film a quick little video that introduces yourself and put that in your summary? Why don't you, link to some of your work that's publicly available? So maybe a slide share. Link to a blog that you are featured in or a blog that you wrote. Each and every one of us has some form of media that's available to us. And if you don't, leverage the media that your company creates. So a lot of my sales guys, I, work with them and they put forth our TIBCO whiteboard there that explains really what is the heart of our business. There's always going to be that media. So I want to do a check-in there. I think I've probably reached the 15-minute mark, but also want to make sure that we're taking questions as well.
Thank you so much, Amanda. And for listeners who may have just joined us, you will want to be online and you would like to pull up your own LinkedIn profile in edit mode and also Amanda Healy's profile. It's Amanda H-E-A-L-Y, and Amanda Healy's profile will be your top hit. It's going to say award-winning senior marketing campaign leader and social media expert. And Amanda, we've got so many questions here. A couple of them have to deal with how you mentioned the wrapper photo that was so important, the cover photo. How do you upload that to your profile?
Sure. So again, you want to make sure you're in edit mode. And how do you do that? So if you're on the homepage of LinkedIn, you're going to see the LinkedIn logo at the top and the word home underneath, and to the right of that, the word profile. So just click the word profile, or you can click where it says edit profile. Either one works. And then once you're in your own profile in the center, just hover over the background, and you'll see something pop up that says edit background. Once you've done that, LinkedIn will give you about 6 options to choose from, or you can upload your own. So again, this is a great opportunity for you to brand yourself. If you go on Google Images and search LinkedIn backgrounds, you'll have loads of kind of preset options available to you. But what makes it kind of take it a step further is bringing it back to your personal brand. So having your own work as your cover photo, having a photo of you speaking as your cover photo, or, perhaps something that ties back to your company. So again, you can play around with this. And if you're looking to create your own profile photo, if you just Google LinkedIn cover photo dimensions, it will give you the exact dimensions and you can design something for yourself in Photoshop or Illustrator. So a lot of options there. But my biggest takeaway is do not leave this blank. It's a huge missed opportunity if you do.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Here's some more questions. What do I need to know about keywords, one of our listeners wants to know.
Sure. So keywords are definitely important. They're really what define you as a personal brand. So you need to think back to what are the 3 to 5. Don't go any beyond that. They've done studies that, human beings don't really take away much more than 10% of a message. So therefore, if you have say here's your message and it's a paragraph, what's the lasting 10% about you? And then what are the key words that underlie that message? So again, for me, it's campaigns, it's social media, it's speaking, it's blogging, and that's about enough. So think to yourself, well, what really defines who I am and what I do? It should be a mix of both of those. For what I do, it's more of the campaigns and the speaking, but for who I am, it's more of the social media and the blogging. So find out how to kind of weave the thread of who you are into the larger kind of tapestry of your LinkedIn, and then take those keywords and make sure that they are consistent. So take those keywords that are in your headline and put some of them in your summary, put some of them in your individual roles. So what I mean by that is if you scroll down, one of my individual roles would be senior marketing manager. So I want to make sure I've got the word campaigns in there, for example. And then I've got social in there as well. So just keep hitting back on these. Another thing I want to tie them to is if you keep scrolling down, you'll see your endorsements. So endorsements are those things that if you go onto your LinkedIn homepage, you can endorse others for certain skills, say Salesforce.com or marketing. Make sure that you have put in what skills you want to be endorsed for. And those 3 to 5 better be in there because you really want to be collecting these endorsements from other people to increase your search value on LinkedIn. So, for example, I have, I don't even know, say 300 or 400 endorsements for social media marketing. Therefore, if someone searches in their search box, like you have all done, and types in Amanda Healy social, I am going to be the number one hit or very likely to be the number one hit because I have so many endorsements for that particular skill. This has resulted in additional speaking opportunities for me, blogging opportunities and podcast opportunities, and even job opportunities. So really take the time to understand what skills, endorsements, keywords, et cetera, do I want to be known for and do I want to be endorsed for?
Great. Now, people are using LinkedIn, obviously, for many different reasons. Some people are looking for a career change. Others are seeking a promotion. Some might be looking to generate new clientele. How do you recommend that LinkedIn users optimize their profiles for each of these different goals?
Yeah, I think you just kind of nailed it in the question itself. First of all, you need to identify what is your objective for leveraging LinkedIn. So for me, I see LinkedIn as a thought leadership platform, as well as a future job opportunity platform, as well as a kind of secondary job opportunity platform, meaning those speaking ops, meaning those podcasts, et cetera. If you're using it from a prospecting perspective, meaning that you're looking to bring in inbound sales leads, you should definitely be tailoring your LinkedIn profile to that. What does your company bring to market? How do you, what's the business value of what you do? What are some use cases or maybe success stories? So step one is really thinking to yourself, well, what do I want to accomplish with LinkedIn? Step two is starting to build an audience that helps you reach that objective. So again, if you're a sales person, maybe you're starting to connect with people who are more of a prospect type of relationship versus for me, I'm looking to connect with people who add value to my network. So maybe it's through a speaking opportunity, maybe it's for a company that I admire, et cetera. And then step from there is to start curating your content strategy. So what type of things are you sharing on LinkedIn? What type of articles or best practices are you sharing? It's a thought leadership opportunity. So I like to dial it down to the 3 E's. So whatever you're sharing, be it on LinkedIn or any social platform or even just in general, should add value in one of the following ways. It should either be entertaining. It should be emotional, meaning maybe it gets people fired up or maybe it makes them feel a certain way, or it should be educational. You'll find that some of the most viral content on the planet hits at least one of those E's, if not all 3. If you're able to hit 1 with the content that you're sharing, then great. If you're able to hit 2, you're going to see a significant pickup on your responses. And if you're able to hit all 3, then you've just hit it out of the park. So long answer to a short question, but know your objectives, know your audience, and curate your content based on that.
Great. Now, one of our listeners wants to know how to make her profile more attractive to potential clients for freelance writing.
Sure. I think bringing your profile to life is going to do you a huge favor, especially when you're in the writing industry. So let's go to the top of your profile. Think about how can you leverage the visual aspects in your cover photo, you know, to showcase that writing. Maybe it's a quote from one of your publications, or maybe it's a review from one of your clients. From there, as you move into your summary, this is how you bring your work to life. So if you have a website, it's a great way to drive traffic to your website as well. Put that URL in, and it will automatically pull up a thumbnail image so that you can stay within your summary, lead in with that great story. Why do you love writing? What kind of work have you done for your clients? And then at the end, put in some kind of call to action, you know, if you want to learn more or for inquiries, et cetera, please visit my website, put in that URL, and then add it as that rich media so people can go ahead and click. And then from there, you should have samples of your writing loaded up. My only word of caution is to be sure that these are PDF'd or protected in some other way, because I have seen people's work stolen off of any digital platform, but also LinkedIn. But I think that's how you stand out, is by, don't tell me you're a great writer. Don't tell me about all the cool things that you've done for your clients. Show me. Show me some testimonials. Show me some of your work and hit on those big name accomplishments. And then be publishing content regularly as well. So since I'm in marketing, if I'm looking to hire someone, which I often am, I look at their LinkedIn profiles to see how they're marketing themselves, because I figure if they can't market themselves well, then they sure as heck can't market my product well. Same goes for writing. If I'm looking to evaluate someone for writing, I'm going to see, well, what are they writing on LinkedIn, and how are they crafting their verbiage? How are they compelling the reader to read more? So bring that strong suit to life for me via LinkedIn.
Great. I can't believe how quickly the time has gone by. We have many more questions, but unfortunately we've run out of time. Our thanks to Amanda Healy for this wonderful session on how to make LinkedIn work for you. And a reminder that today's class will be available as a podcast on your conference website. If you registered through Eventbrite, you will receive an email telling you when the podcast is available. Thank you, Amanda, and thank you to our listeners.
The only last thing I want to close with, because we weren't able to answer all these questions, please be able go ahead and tweet me, or you can send me a LinkedIn connection request, but be sure to customize it. So instead of saying, hi, Amanda, I'd like to connect with you on LinkedIn, change that context to say that you attended this session and you had XYZ questions, and here's why I want to connect with you. So thank you so much for asking me to speak. This has been a lot of fun for me, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Final words of wisdom.